بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، brothers and sisters, on our subject of birds, yesterday I also recited the ayat of سورة الملك. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْنَ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنُ إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ بَصِيرٌ. When we look at this ayat and we see what Allah is saying, who is it that who is holding up these birds? It applies to all the birds obviously, but some of them it seems to stand out. And one of them is a bird called the swift. There are a couple of varieties. There is the Eurasian swift and there is the what is called the common swift. But the swift. The swift is a small bird which is about, say, it's a bigger than a sparrow. It's slightly smaller than a myna. It's a small bird. Swifts migrate. They come down into Central and Southern Africa for their wintering and for feeding. And then they go up in the summer to their homelands, which are a little bit south of Siberia, northernmost parts of Europe, so Norway, Sweden, northern China, northern Russia. So literally thousands of kilometers. I mean, if you just think about the distances that these birds fly, it's insane. I mean, it's completely crazy. A thing which is this small, a tiny small thing, and it flies this incredible distances. I mean, it's amazing. SubhanAllah, Ajeeb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Qudrat, how He decreed and how He created these animals who can fly, and they cover these distances. I mean, it's, and if we had to, quite seriously, if I was asked to travel, you know, in business class, right, and say you have to travel from Siberia or Georgia or, you know, say Norway, and come into Congo, right, or come further south into Tanzania or something, I mean, that would be a tedious journey. I mean, if imagine the hours and hours and hours of flying. And all I am doing is sitting in a plane, in a business class seat, and there is somebody serving me food and, you know, stuff. Here is this bird which is making an effort by itself. It's not sitting in a plane seat. It is flying. It's beating those wings. And it's this big. Now, SubhanAllah, Ajeeb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Qudrat. I mean, every time I wonder at something and then it's like saying, oh, no, hold on, this is not enough, you know, there is something more. Now, these swifts, they also have the record. First of all, in terms of speed, they have been clocked at 112, 113 kilometers an hour. So, they are fast. They don't fly that speed all the time, but they have been clocked at, so they can go up to that speed. Little bird like that is flying at 100 plus kilometers an hour. Second thing is, in terms of staying airborne, swifts have been, they've actually tagged the birds, and with geo positioning, swifts have been tagged that they stay airborne for 10 months of the year continuously, day and night. They never touch the land. They drink in flight, they eat in flight, they sleep in flight, they even mate in flight. Can you imagine? So when they drink, they come to the water, they just swipe the water with their beaks and they're gone. To eat, they eat flying insects. So basically what they do is they trawl through insect insect swarms, right? They open their mouth. They have a beak is small, but it has a big gape. So they open their mouth and they fly through the swarm, So the insects just fly into their mouths. So 5-6 insects, maybe more, at a time. So they don't have to catch each one. They literally trawl through the insect swarm. Now, in order for them to be able to do that without damaging their eyes, you see the detail of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's design. Now, if you are swimming or you're flying through a whole bunch of insects, then something's going to get into your eye. I mean, it has to happen. They have fine feathers which protect the eye like a grill. So the bird can still see. I mean, it doesn't fly with its eyes shut. So the bird can still see, but the insects cannot get into the eye of the bird, and the bird is able to catch the insects. Imagine, this is the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this designed for one little bird. So this bird stays airborne 10 months of the year. It only comes down to nest. After breeding, when it's ready to lay eggs, it comes down to build a nest. How does it build a nest? That again it does in the air. It catches floating pieces of grass and dry leaves and particles in the air, mixes that up with its saliva, and it builds a nest which is basically bird saliva. And it sticks it on the side of a wall, it sticks it on the side of a cave, inside of a cave, it sticks it in a tree hollow or something. It's the nest is like a cup. If you imagine the shape of a cup, it's like a cup. It sticks to the side of this wall or something, and the bird lays its eggs in that nest. I don't know how many of you have heard of a South Asian delicacy, if you go to Thailand and so on, called bird nest soup. Bird nest soup is a bowl of spit. That's all it is. Frankly, that is what it is. It's a bowl of spit. Because you might say, there is spit in my soup. That's right, your soup is spit. It's not just a spit in a soup. Because bird nest is, they harvest the nests of what are called swiftlets, which are the smaller species of swifts, and they cook those. So that's pure bird saliva, mixed with bits of grass and this and that. It supposedly, it has, effects on you, on your unmentionable parts. So therefore, it's a delicacy. So anyway, be careful when next time you go, you want to eat bird nest soup, think about what you're eating. So anyway, but imagine, this is the story of the swift. Now, again, mating, they usually mate for life. So they have, they're with their partners. And if you just think about, I'm sure you've seen swifts in the air, especially rain time, they're flying around back and forth. But it's not random. They know what they're doing. They recognize each other. They talk to each other. They have mated for life. So, each one knows who's the mate of the other one. That's why I say, let's just go out and sit in the bush and look at the sky, look at the birds, look at the animals, and see, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Unfortunately, we have created these cities and our city life, which is so artificial, and it's so, surrounded and cut off from nature, and we breathe air which is unreal, which is like these air conditioning. I mean, we don't even have access to, or rather, we have denied ourselves access to fresh air. That's why I don't have air conditioning in my house. My house is open. Windows are open throughout the year. In the worst of summer, we have an air cooler. The air cooler, which is very nice, very comfortable. But we breathe fresh air. We do not breathe air-conditioned air in my house. I mean, deliberately, we have no air conditioning. I tell people, if you want to visit me in the summer, be prepared to be hot, because that's how it is. And we love it. We are very happy with it. But we have created this environment. Like we drink RO water, which is taking away the minerals from our bones. We eat processed food, which is killing us. I mean, instead of eating and drinking things which are real, this is what we've done to ourselves. But alhamdulillah, Allah has given us fresh air. I mean, maybe it's polluted because, again, of our pollution. Allah didn't produce it like that. But at the end of the day, that's still better than drinking, breathing air out of some machine. So really, I mean, if you think about this, this is the this is the story of Swift. So I thought let me talk about that. Interestingly, these birds, they remain airborne so long that their legs have become almost vestigial. So they have claws which they cling to the sides of walls and so on, which they need to cling. Other than that, a swift on the ground is almost dead. It can't even take off from the ground because the legs are so small. It can't run, it can't move. So obviously it becomes, it can die or become, some predator will get it or something. So very, very, fascinating story as far as the swifts are concerned. Inshallah, we'll see each day some new thing, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to see His Qudrat and to be able to marvel at it and to praise Him and to glorify Him for what He has given us. And as always, with this further reminder, I'll also send you some links to see that. Yesterday, I sent you a link of a complete Baya nest, how it builds it. So, see that, inshallah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.